Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Yes, Fox Sports Radio studios. We got my man, USC Chris, is on the ones and the twos in for DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. We got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. And we got Ralph Irvin on the updates. I'm just telling you the Odd Couple crew early. And, of course, my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I thought you forgot about me since the crew, you know? I mean,
well, I'm going to keep it real.
You know?
Usually, you know, when I say coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios,
yes,
Alex plays the drop, and he didn't play it today. So, and I knew it was because Alex was off.
I got it.
And USC Chris was in, so I said his name, and then I figured I'd play, you know.
I got it.
I played
okay.
It off really well.
Yes, but you threw me off in doing so. So
yes,
it's all
yes.
Good.
Rob Parker.
So there
you,
we go.
You did
I did not.
Parker. You weren't quick enough.
There we go. I'm not that smart. You know that. You know I only got this job because I'm black, right? Oh, I'm sorry.
Racist. That's going around. I don't know.
It's going. Apparently, Chris, did you?
That's all the rage. Black people rage nowadays.
It's so fun. Everybody on TV and radio black.
Right. No unemployment
everywhere.
Among black people now.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right.
All right, but we're going to have a lot of fun. We've already started having fun. And we got, of course, game one of the NBA Finals. I, for one, am hyped. I'm excited, as I always am, for the NBA Finals. My partner, not so much.
I'm not going to put a damper on it. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let everybody, if you got enjoyment, I'm going to try to put on a happy face and and join in. Okay, so
all right,
from here on, you see we have no topics today where I'm downing the NBA Finals because I'm not going to do that.
You
is that
did
fair?
It yesterday.
No, so but I'm just saying today's the final.
Is that what it is?
No, nah, I'm going to let it be.
Okay.
We can't always have it the way we want it, but that's fine. I'm good with that.
And Giannis is out there warming up. We still don't know if he's going to play, so we'll see.
He's just out there for a show, that's all. You know, it's like having a...
Well, he's moving.
It's like having a... Yeah, so was AD, and he got out on the court too, so I'll wait.
I do think it might be a little gamesmanship, maybe.
That's what I think.
Getting ahead of the Suns, but, you know, we'll find out soon enough. But anyway, that's tonight, and we got some baseball to talk about. Obviously, a big story in sports is... What's happened at our old employer, Rob, our old network, ESPN, is still
not going away.
Yes,
yeah, and ramifications, Chris. I mean, you know, when you get taken off an event right before a big event that's a part of the network, that's not that tells you that there's, you know, major issues that need to be worked through. You just don't do that, right?
No question about it. So we will deal with that in the next hour. But first, we're going to get into the NBA Finals. And, Rob, I've talked ad nauseum on television about this. We talked a bit on the radio show here and there about it. But we've talked about what winning this NBA championship would mean for Chris Paul's legacy. I've said I think it'll make him a top five point guard of all time, along with Magic Johnson, Steph Curry, Oscar Robertson, and Isaiah Thomas. Just for a little context for people to understand, Rob, if Chris Paul leads the Suns to this championship, he will be only the third small point guard, or, you know, normal size point guard, let's put it that way, small player to lead a team to a championship. Think about that. You got Isaiah Thomas, who did it twice in Detroit. And you got Steph Curry. That's it. And Chris Paul would enter that company. So this is a big deal for him. If he does it, Gus Williams, you know, was the leading scorer on Seattle when they won in 1979. But they had two other All-Stars on that team. Two All-Stars, I should say. And Gus wasn't one of them. You had Dennis Johnson and Jack Sikma, who made the All-Star team.
Jack, you make me Sikma. That's what I used
to
call him.
That's what you used to call him? Jack, he was a pretty decent little player.
No, he was a good player, Jack Sikma. He was.
Big man. But anyway, let's go another route since we've talked about Chris Paul's legacy. How about the guy on the other end of the bench or the other side of the court? Giannis Antetokounmpo. What would it mean for his legacy if they win the championship this year? That's what I want to know from you.
I think it's huge for Giannis for a couple of reasons. Obviously, people were so down on him just a year ago after they got knocked out, right, in the bubble. You remember?
That Giannis year is and this. Then the year before.
but last year especially to Miami and the way that they lost, the only game they won in that series is when Giannis was hurt and didn't play, right?
I think he played like 11 minutes and got hurt.
That was the game that they won. So – people were down. They wanted to take his MVP away. You remember all that? Yep. I mean, that's where Giannis was a year ago. And then the summer comes. He decides not to force a trade. I think he still could have, right, Chris, one more year, right?
He could have played this year and then the extension stuff. But he could have. He should have waited.
But he didn't wait. And you know what? I'm going to say I disagree, Chris, because when somebody puts that kind of guaranteed cheese on the table. I know we all believe that everything's going to be fine and it'll work out and you'll get it next year and all that. But, it's hard to pass up guaranteed cheddar like that when it's put in front of you. That's why.
No, I agree with that.
You know what
I'm
mean?
Just
like,
from
like
a basketball
no, I get it.
Point. But yeah, I.
But you know what?
It's hard to turn.
It's like
down.
It's like people are telling Tatis. Money. Tatis not to sign that money, Chris, at 22 years
well,
old. You kidding?
At his age, yeah.
22
stage of his career,
and he still needed 4 more years for arbitration.
Right, that was a no brainer. Right,
nah, that was no brainer. Right, so I get why he did it, but I think when we start to look at people, one of the things that we revere about Michael Jordan, and forget about the 6-0 and the 6 MVPs during the finals, is that he stuck around and built up his own team. He didn't go join anybody. The Bulls were perennial losers, and Mike just stayed the course and worked with what he got. Nobody big time came to join him. You know, Rodman came
right
later, but that was after
right,
the first
three.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Three,
so it right. wasn't even – they needed a rebounder. He was available. Remember, Rodman was wearing wedding dresses and stuff, Chris, during that time, and makeup.
Yeah. And Mike, I don't think that was before – was that before they picked him up? Was he doing that or after a championship or two?
I'm
no,
just saying.
No, you know
what?
He
oh,
might
maybe.
Have been wearing them.
I thought he was already doing
he was,
that stuff.
He was losing it in San Antonio. Well, Detroit even. But San
right.
Antonio.
But you know what I'm saying when he started
problems.
To.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And my point anyway, if I our timelines, Chris, might be off a little bit. But my point is, and even.
At some point during their run, he
yes,
wasn't wedding
he was
dressed.
He
yes,
was doing yes. his thing.
He was
and Mike was like,
right.
okay, I'm just trying to win championships. I need a rebounder. He's the best guy available. And Mike just rode with it, just like we saw in the documentary, The Last Dance, when they let Rodman go to Vegas during it,
right.
you know?
And
stuff
then
like
they were
Mike,
like, look, we got to practice, dude. We got to go get
right.
you.
But Mike would have never done that in the first three, Chris. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
he knew what he needed.
Right.
But anyway, he stuck around, won the championships. And Giannis could have forced a trade out of Milwaukee, say, hey, you better do something because after next year I'm out of here and you want to get nothing, so you better make something happen. He didn't do it. He signed the deal, and here he is on a cusp of maybe winning a championship in a small market when most people doubted him and thought he was crazy to stay there. So I think he has a huge amount of respect that he could get, Chris, if they win the championship.
No, that's fair. All of what you said is fair because you're right in that in this day and age, let's face it, this is the super team era, okay? In this day and age, Giannis will have done something if he wins his championship.
Yep.
Will have done something that LeBron didn't do, which is win it without another superstar, right? And win it without building a super team. Obviously, Miami was a super team. I think Cleveland was a super team. Now, it wasn't as good maybe as the Golden State super team, certainly not once they got Kevin Durant. But when LeBron went there, we all knew how good Kyrie Irving was. Yeah, he's better today, but he was still great back then. He was a perennial all-star at that point, right? And then they remember LeBron got them to trade Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love.
Yep.
And Rob, you remember Kevin? Yeah, we laugh at Kevin Love now. Nobody thinks he's that good now.
Please, in Minnesota, go look at the numbers.
Absolutely. Moses Malone-type numbers, pre-ABA-NBA-type numbers he was putting up. ABA-NBA merger-type numbers. It was ridiculous.
Nah, he was good. Double-doubles every night, yes, 20 points and 18
26 and 15.
Right,
and
every
averaging.
Night.
Yeah, it was crazy. And ESPN, I remember, I think one year going into the season, they had him ranked as the 7th best player in the league. And everybody says, oh, yeah, but they didn't make the playoffs in the West. True, but his last year there, Rob, I believe they were 42-40, and they finished 9th, I believe. In the East, they would have been a pretty good team. I don't know, they wouldn't have won it, but you know what I'm saying? In the East, they would have certainly made the playoffs and been a pretty decent team. So Kevin Love was legit. So LeBron hasn't won it without a super team. Kevin Durant, we know, went to Golden State and made them a super team. And so this is an era where very few guys are winning it without super teams. And Giannis is about to do that. Not only, Rob, without a super team, but without a second superstar. Chris Middleton's a nice player. He's made 2 all-star teams. And he's becoming a really good player, and he's starting to get some love because he's obviously playing well late into the playoffs. But he's nobody's idea of a superstar. And so that would be big for Giannis. Look, I've said it's bigger for Chris Paul's legacy than Giannis's. And here's why. Because Giannis has more time. Giannis is 26. Michael Jordan won his first title at 28. LeBron James won his first title at 27. So Giannis, if they didn't win it, if they don't win it this year, he's still got time to win another. But what I'd say, Rob, is if he does win it this year, now his climb up the all-time great ladder begins. Because you know this, Rob. I don't care what numbers he puts up. Until he wins a championship, there's going to be a ceiling on how great and how high people rank him. Am I right?
Absolutely. When you talk about the greats, and we know where that ceiling is. We talk about it all the time with Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing and all that. Everybody knows that they're great players.
Karl Malone, right.
Right, Karl Malone. But you hit a ceiling. Karl Malone's the second leading scorer all time. Chris, had they won two championships, right, in the NBA,
it'd be hard
in the
not
NBA
to
finals?
Put him in the top 10, top 12 players of all time.
Of all time. Of all time. It would be almost impossible.
Yep. So Giannis could begin a climb. Now, he's got a lot to work on. He either has to do that. Let's say they win the championship. And he's young. He's 26. He's got two MVPs. He got a championship before Mike got his, before LeBron got his. But pump the brakes. Giannis has so too many open holes in his game, I think, to put him on their level right now, even if they win this championship. Because, I mean, he has to do one of two things. He either has to really become a better outside shooter to the point where it's not a weakness. We don't expect you to become Kevin Durant. But your J has to improve to the point where it's not a weakness, or you need to just do more of your stuff around the paint. And I know he does a ton around the paint already, but stop the outside play because you're putting your weakness on display. Shaq would not have shot great from the three-point line. Shaq would not have shot great from 18 feet, Rob. But you know what? Shaq didn't expose his weakness, right? Shaq stayed inside and dominated. So he didn't have these moments. And here's the other thing, Rob, and this is a minor, maybe people consider it a minor thing. Giannis has to, you can't be airballing consistently.
No.
The free throw.
It's embarrassing.
You can't be considered it's a embarrassing. Top 10 player.
It's embarrassing. Seriously. Chris,
really
with all the work that they put in and all that and his ability, I get it if you're not. Sometimes,
right,
you know,
you're
like your
shot,
touch.
Right.
You just can't get it right or whatever, but airballing where you just it's embarrassing.
Consistently,
hard to look, and hard to look at you and go, oh, that's one of the greatest players I've ever played. It just can't do it.
Right. I mean, seriously, like twice a game sometimes. Once every other game. Like, he got to get to the point where you're at least hitting the rim. I'll tell you how bad it is. I was playing JV basketball in high school. JV, right? Mm-hmm. And we were playing a game. And one of our players, he didn't play much, but the game was toward the end, and we were up big, and so he got in the game, and he shoots an air ball. He wasn't a horrible player, but he shot an air ball from the free throw line. And me and a couple of my teams literally started laughing. Not to shame him, but it was like I couldn't believe somebody at the JV level of high school basketball was shooting an air ball from the free throw line.
Right. No, I get it.
And so think about that at the pro level. We're talking about an all-time great, so he's got to eliminate that. Got to. But I agree with you, Rob. It would look great, right, on his resume. You did it with no second superstar, no super team in an era when even the great LeBron James and the great Kevin Durant had to go get super team. So it would be huge for him. And if he continues to improve those individual things, then it becomes, okay, how high is this guy going to go in the all-time rankings? You know, so, all right, we're going to throw it out to you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What do you think winning this championship would do for Giannis Antetokounmpo's legacy And will the fact that he did it in Milwaukee, small market, stayed with the team that drafted him, didn't join a super team or put one together, how much will that impress you or impact how you feel about this championship if he wins it? 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman. And I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. You know, when we have USC Chris in, it's always some strange music coming in, but I like it. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast, because some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, Free next day delivery available on more than 100,000 parts. So visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. What would winning this championship mean for Giannis Antetokounmpo's legacy? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Edgar in Minneapolis. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Edgar?
What's up, Twin Cities in the house? What's up, gentlemen? I hope you guys had a good fourth.
No
yes,
doubt.
We did. You too as well.
Thank you, thank you. But I just wanted to say his legacy is already tarnished because he didn't play the last two games, so there's already an asterisk for me. And he might not play tonight, so how can he get credit for a championship?
Wait a minute. So how does Chris Paul get credit?
Right.
How does he get credit when three stars have not played? Come on.
Chris Paul didn't play in the first two games of
against the
Western
Clippers. Right.
I would give Chris Paul credit. Well, this is why I get Chris Paul credit, because he put his stamp on that team. And
Giannis hasn't?
Well, I thought they played better without him.
No, they're not better without him.
You better than that. I don't even know you, and I think you better than that.
You already know. With Chris Middleton, they would not be – if Giannis wasn't around, they would not be in the NBA Finals. No way. We're not buying that.
That team wouldn't be half as good as they are. If Giannis wasn't on that team,
please,
we wouldn't be thinking about the Milwaukee Bucks. Come on.
No.
Now, I get it. Look, if he doesn't play in these playoffs, this series, these finals, and they win – I agree with that.
It gets a ring, but it wouldn't be right. He doesn't get the box check. I agree with you, Melvin, in Virginia. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Melvin?
Good evening, Mr. Broussard, Mr. Parker. What do you say, yo, new pie chapter, Morehouse, Spring '86.
Okay. Oh, I'm Spring '86.
Wow.
I'm Spring '87. So if I knew.
No. You know, I was pretty much at the same question. You forgot the spot on with your analogy, but I was pretty much at the same question. If he misses most of the series or all of the series, does that change anything in your mind?
Well, like we said, certainly if he misses all of the series.
Well, but
if
I guess
he comes back, it depends on how it plays out. If he comes back in game three, which we'll see if he plays tonight, but I thought he was going to be back for game three. Let's say they're down 0-2. He comes back for game three, and they win the series. He got to get major credit. Even if it's 1-1, he comes back in game three. He plays well, maybe he's finals MVP, and they win it. Yeah, I mean, you give him major credit. Even if he's not finals MVP, I still think he has to get credit. Isaiah Thomas wasn't finals MVP his first championship. And he obviously we didn't diminish Isaiah's greatness. So – that's my feeling, Rob.
Right. No, I'm with you. I mean, we have to first see how it plays out. Obviously, if he doesn't play at all in the finals and they win, then sure, his legacy is going to take a hit. That they somehow got by without him. That wouldn't be good. But, we got to see if he plays at all. Let's go to GW in Cincinnati. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going, man?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm all right, Chris. And by the way, can you, during the break, go over there to the DJ and tighten him up a little bit? What was that music he was playing?
Hey,
I was waiting
man.
For Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd to come out talking about We Two Wild and Crazy Guys.
Hey, like, what is USC that? Chris is on his own thing. We're going to let him do his thing.
And he's a young dude, too, so I don't know where he got
he
that.
Stop
like
it.
Right.
Get some help.
He used to that college radio or something like that. I don't know.
Hey, let me say this. I'm not foolish enough to think that the Milwaukee Bucks are a better team without Giannis. But, Chris, you brought up a point that I just thought about. Where would the Bucks be without Chris Middleton?
Well, he is their closer.
Yeah.
He is their closer. There's no doubt about that.
He can hit the free throws during the tough times. He takes the tough shots. So
He's had bad games, too. Let's not act like he's always played great.
Yeah, but he's had games that closed him out, but we've also seen him have in a row.
What was that game Chris had the game before? He was 0-for-7 from three.
Right.
He had a clunker. He has clunkers.
He's not as good as Giannis, and he's not a superstar. He is their closer, and he's a good player. See, Rob, I don't know how you feel about this, Rob. I am not of the impression or the belief that the best player has to be the closer. I've had people in LeBron's camp tell me, yeah, Kyrie was the closer in Cleveland. Now, that didn't mean LeBron didn't close some games. He wasn't Giannis, Mike, for goodness sake. But he could close some games. But Kyrie, that was his role.
Yeah, like, but he was, I think that that's fair, but I think you just said the magic word is LeBron closed some games, so it wasn't like he couldn't do it. Whereas Giannis, I think there's still a question
right,
mark.
He can't
you
do
see
it.
What I'm saying?
Right. No,
there's a
no
difference
doubt.
Between I can do it, but this guy and his role and whatever, everybody's coming to me, I'm going to pass it to him, and he can finish it, so I'm not worried about it. But in Giannis's case, I don't think people feel that way. I think that's
no,
the only
I agree.
Difference.
I agree. I agree that I'm just saying he doesn't have to be the closer. But you're right. LeBron can and could close. Giannis can't really close at this point. And that's one of the things, like I said, that he has to continue to work on. So, but yeah, I mean, to compare him to Chris Middleton, is that a question?
That's just Meshuggah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't get with that.
I agree. All right, we got Dr. T.O. Soriel, orthopedic surgeon and former Dallas Mavericks team physician, coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is an orthopedic surgeon, former Dallas Mavericks team physician, and former president of the NBA Physicians Association, Dr. T.O. Soriel. T.O., how are you?
What's happening?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well, thank you.
It's great to have you on. Haven't talked to you in a while, but it's great to reconnect. Let's talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo. They haven't given the verdict on whether or not he'll play tonight, but he's been out, I guess, close to 2 weeks with this hyperextended knee. Is that a fair amount of time for him to recover from it? And how effective can he be once he's able to play?
Well, obviously, that's the $64,000 question, is can he play, and if he can he be effective? So a couple of fundamentals, first of all. A hyperextended knee is a mechanism. It is not a diagnosis. So we don't really know what happened to him. So the worst thing that could happen if you hyperextend your knee is you tear your ACL. In fact, that's one of the primary methods of how you tear an ACL. But because they told us there's no structural damage, then we know that that didn't happen. There's only a handful of things that can happen when you hyperextend your knee, when your knee goes backwards. Either you sprain it, which I didn't hear them say that, or you get, the modern term is a bone bruise. Okay. Or you get a bone bruise. And I suspect that's what he has. That's the only thing that I could see that makes sense here. And is 2 weeks long enough? I don't know. It all depends on how bad the bone bruise is.
Doc, let me ask you this. I mean, they're playing a game. They still haven't announced if he's playing. Why would they do this? They know whether he's playing or not. Why is this charade going on? Don't they know?
You know, you have a pretty darn good idea because you
That's
have
what
a
I'm
practice,
saying.
Because
right.
you have a practice court and you have morning shoot around and you go through it. And I don't know why the charade. You're gonna have to ask Milwaukee that.
Might be gamesmanship.
Saying, but if you're Phoenix, you got a plan that he's gonna play. Like you know, act like, oh, let's not forget about him. So what does that really alter anything? I find it so disingenuous to act like, oh, we really don't know. We still don't have a decision. They kind of know. I just find it silly. That's just me.
Well, you know, but the strange thing, though, is everybody does it. And
right. I get it in football, though, Doc. If you have a different type of quarterback and you're trying to figure out what defense, do you know what I mean? If it's a different kind of quarterback and – the offense you're running, but I don't understand in basketball doing
well, they're
this.
Different with and without it.
Yeah, it may be gamesmanship, but here's the thing that is a little worrisome. And you asked me this question early on. How effective is he going to be? And they don't know that, and nobody knows that until you get into the rhythm of the game. If you get into the rhythm of the game and he is too fearful to drive the middle and is settling for three-point shots, then perhaps he's a different player after this injury.
He'll probably be
and I don't know. I don't know.
Will it? I mean, I know you haven't examined him, but typically does a hyperextended knee where a guy might be able to play 2 weeks later, does that affect his lateral movement? He likes to do that Euro step. Could that be affected by that?
Well, I guess the short answer is it could, but most likely not, because this is a straight-ahead injury. This is a forward-backward injury. So if you saw the video and you saw exactly which way his knee went, it was not lateral. It was not medial lateral. It was front back. And so I think it probably might affect his sudden explosion up. But more importantly, it's going to be the landings. More importantly. Again, I want to go back because I know a lot of people listen to your show. You guys are ridiculously popular.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. A hyperextended knee is a mechanism. It is not a diagnosis. And they've been really hush-hush about what they saw in the MRI. You know, granted,
when you say
no
mechanism, what do you mean for the layperson? What do you mean mechanism?
It's how it happened. Okay, so it's like saying this is a terrible example. I twisted my ankle. Yes, you twisted your ankle, but what did the MRI really show? Did it show torn ligaments? Yeah, did it show torn ligaments? Did it show cartilage injury? What did the MRI really show? We all saw you twist your ankle. We all saw him hyperextend his knee. But none of us, other than their medical staff, know what the hyperextended knee led to. And that's what this is about. I suspect it's nothing dangerous, because if it was dangerous, they probably wouldn't let him be playing at all. It would be he's out for 3 months, that kind of thing.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead, Chris. I got two questions that I definitely want to get in. Okay.
Okay. This might be one of them, Rob. But all these injuries this season, I mean, you know, look, the injuries we know are part of the game. They happen many postseasons. But this year, it's on record that more All-Stars have been injured than any other season in the playoffs. LeBron James and a few others have come out and said they think it was because of the condensed offseason. Is there any credibility to that viewpoint? And if so or if not, what else do you think has contributed to all of these injuries?
So you're not the first one to ask me this question. So I've been asked this question several times, and here's how all of us need to think about. There are what we call acute injuries. You step on another player's foot, you roll your ankle. Giannis, you land awkwardly and you hyperextend your knee. Same thing happened to Kawhi Leonard. Those acute injuries can happen anytime, any place. It doesn't matter whether you had 2 months off or 4 months off. If you land on another player's foot, your ankle's going to go. And what makes this season particularly unique is that these injuries have happened to some of the bigger name players. Now, I can't say, there is no scientific way to say that this is because they didn't have enough rest time during the break. The other kind of injuries are the groin pulls and the hamstring injuries and the Achilles tendinosis, and those kind of injuries are affected by the fact that you didn't get enough rest. They are affected by the fact that you did not have enough practice sessions under your belt, and therefore you're deconditioned. So you can't lump the acute injury in together with the overuse injury. Overuse injuries are definitely affected by conditioning and training and rest and all those factors. Acute injuries are just freak things. And again, I use the example of landing on another player's foot. if you land on another player's foot, I don't care how much rest you had the week before. Doesn't matter.
No, that's helpful. That's helpful.
Yep. Hey, Doc, we got just 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Should doctors work for the team, and isn't it a conflict of interest? I believe doctors should be independent of teams because they, you know, with players, you know, trying to rush people back and, you know, and then if you don't do it, if you're not that kind of a doctor, you could wind up losing, you know, they'll get somebody else who can get the guys on the court or the field. Am I off base?
Well, it's an unfair question to ask me with 30 seconds left to go.
All right. I'm sorry.
Look, it's a matter of ethics. And if you have an ethical doctor, it doesn't matter where the paycheck comes from.
Okay. There's your answer.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer. I always worry about it. I really do. So thank you, Doc, for answering that.
You're very welcome. Next time you want to ask me that question, give me 45 minutes.
Yes, we will talk about it. I would love to, definitely, Doc. Thank you.
Doc, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate your time and your insight, and we'll get you on again.
Always fun. Thank you for having
me. Enjoy the game tonight.
All
right. All right, it is the Odd Couple. That was Dr. T.O. Soriel. Keep it locked right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, let's go to the NFL for a moment. Aaron Rodgers, who of course is taking part in the match where he and Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau are all playing in the match. I know it's one of your favorite events.
Two years ago was not my favorite because it was a pay-per-view and basically a money grab. This is now on free TV, right, if you have cable. What is this on? Is it on TBS or TNT?
TNT.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you got to be – for golf heads, Chris, and people who really love golf, they get off on this stuff, you know, to see other athletes or whatever. It just doesn't interest me that much, even to see – Aaron Rodgers or Tom. Yeah, not at all.
I'm going to keep it real. I haven't thought twice about it.
Okay, yeah. We're not into golf, so.
I like golf, but it's just, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Right, yeah. I get
it. But it's Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. But anyway, before the match, Aaron Rodgers yesterday spoke to the media, and he talked about how he spent the offseason working on his mental health. Here he is.
I've just been really trying to think about what puts me in the best frame of mind. What habits can I form that allow me to feel most in my body, most present, happiest? And that's what I've been doing.
I think that's great, number one. And what I'll say, Rob, is I think, and forgive me if I use wrong terms or whatever. I think for a lot of people, this is kind of new to talk about mental health and things like that. But I think a lot of times when we hear the phrase, at least some people, including myself, when you hear the phrase mental health, we think depression, you know, some real intense form of mental problem that a person may have. Even to go as far as, I mean, maybe you think suicidal thoughts or, you know, something like that. And I think what a lot of athletes, when they talk about, they call it mental health, but I think what they're talking about is it's not dealing with depression or something like that. Rodgers even mentioned that he's not dealing with something like that, but it's really just sharpening your mind. And I think that's more accurate because I do think there are obviously serious mental health issues that people, you know, need therapy for and need to be in the hospital for, whatever it may be. And those really, I feel, kind of shouldn't be lumped together with someone who's, they're fine mentally, but they're just about sharpening their mind. They're just about trying to get to that peak level where they can perform at their best. And I think a term, and Brandon Marshall, who runs, you know, he's big in the mental health. We talked about it today on First Things First, and he says a term they use is mental fitness. And I like that term. Whether it's mental fitness or mental training, Rob, you hear athletes talk about the game is mostly mental, and I agree. And you got to get yourself in a mental space where you can perform to the best of your ability. I don't think that's what we might call a mental health problem or issue as much as it's just training yourself to whether it's get out of your own head, not worry about, you know, the crowd or whatever it may be, but you can focus to the utmost, the peak of your abilities. You understand what I'm saying? So I just think a mental fitness or mental training, I think, is more accurate and might get more athletes to be willing to do it.
You remember the, you don't see him play, but we all know Yogi Berra, who was the Hall of Fame catcher for the Yankees. I think he won.
Right.
10 championships. You remember his famous quote?
I remember watching Yogi a lot.
Yeah, okay. Yogi the Bear you watch. You ain't watch Yogi Berra. Do you remember his famous quote, though, Chris?
Well, yeah, so many.
Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical.
Yes.
That was a Yogiism. Right, which is so funny. But yeah. No, I get the mental aspect of it.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
no, I get it. It's like just terminology, but right. but it's still dealing with getting your head right. You know what I mean? Like I'm doing all these other things, but internally my head's not right. I'm not in the right place. So I think
or even
that's
to
what
the best where it could be. Just like physically, you might not be in the best of shape. You're in decent shape, but you need to get in better shape. Like Ben Simmons, obviously people have talked about. Well, he's got a mental health issue. He might be more willing to say, "Let me go get some mental training or mental fitness," rather than "I got a mental health issue." So, iCouple, keep it locked. 2 hours left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot. Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.